Welcome to the Spark Nation podcast, the podcast that tells you how to ignite growth in your local membership business. Whether you run a yoga studio, a martial arts school, or gym, we share the lessons we've learned from building successful multi-outlet businesses.
What was something in your business that was so hard to do that made you sick or super uncomfortable, but you overcame?
Write a $165,000 check to the IRS? That made me sick.
I mean...
That wasn't part of this.
For me, it was...
This is tough to talk about.
Try it all into perspective now. For me, it was chain of events that happened that were out of my control. I mean, I look back, I know now, but back then, unknowingly, you know, some of my stories I've mentioned, I've had the blessings of having success at a young age, okay? And with that, also, it's not a good thing either. And not knowing and being educated, like how everything goes up, but in order to maintain that up, or what we talked about earlier, what it takes, and not knowing that, and then coming down helplessly, you know, and not able to be in control of it. Okay, I mean...
Not being prepared for it.
Yeah.
Not realizing. You think it's always just going to keep doing this.
Yeah, exactly. And then things start happening, you know, and you start losing control helplessly. Okay, you know, and that happened to me in my... late 20s to 30s where the whole explosion stopped and it just started and having to, like, close schools, you know, and having the success and then, you know, losing it, not purposely, but just like uncontrollably, because you didn't know any better, you know. So, and that was the most difficult time for me, you know, having to shut my schools down, and having to dealing with legal issues too, because there's ramifications.
You just can't walk out and say.
Yeah, I mean, there's the aftermath of it too. So
there's also the psychological part of it. I mean, here you've spent all this time, effort, energy to build something that was truly helping people, and then now you have to close it down.
Right. So it was a difficult dark moments of my life, you know, and at that moment also. You know, I learned, you know, I was all by myself, you know, solitude, you know, that's a very, very, it's a word that hits so many different emotions, you know, because, you know, through it all, I was alone, you know what I mean? I mean, I had people love me, family, friends, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're alone. You know, when you're all raveling down,
yeah,
you know,
it's all on you.
But through that solitude, you find strength. Through that solitude, you start to understand, and through that pain and that through that agony, you start to, you know, re-rise yourself. You know, so for me, it was that, you know, uncontrollably and just, you know, going through that experience in that and having to make decision that was out of my control, and that decision was not the decision that I planned for. It wasn't something that I wanted.
Right.
You know, that decision was the worst decision that could have happened. And it happened, you know, and that was the most toughest thing for me.
Yeah. You know? Well, there's been a lot of times, you know, when you're running a business, first of all, you know, hiring the wrong person, and then you have to fire them eventually. I mean, that's always tough,
right?
You know, let go of people because you care about them, etc. You know, I also, you know, I went, I got in business with who I thought was my best friend, Come to find out, I was played for a couple years. And at the end of it, I was left penniless. And all of the things that I created for 5 years or more were just stolen from me, from someone that was supposed to be super close to me. And you know, that's difficult because, you know, I have a family of five to feed and house. I mean, heck, you know, I you know my story. I had two car repossessions during that time because I lost everything. Lost the house that I was in. Had to move into a 1,400 square foot apartment with all six of us in that, you know, it's not a whole lot of room. And at the moment, I remember, and I still have this video. I have this video of me just bawling and crying and whining to myself about the predicament that I was in. And then realizing now, looking back on it, that was such a huge blessing, because if that didn't happen, I wouldn't become the person I am today that cares deeper, that wants to see school owners succeed in a greater manner. Like, there's so many blessings. And now, of course, financially, we're, you know, that was peanuts back then, but at the time, you know, it was really rough stuff, right? And, you know, so you're, as a business owner, you're always going to have those ups and downs, like you said. And I think, you know, the biggest thing to remember is that, you know, this too shall end. And then it could be God's way of making you tougher and stronger emotionally and physically, mentally, so that you can handle bigger and greater things.
Right.
You know?
I think, you know, industry as a whole, we've experienced that. Can you repeat that question one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. What's something in business that was so hard to make a decision on that made you super uncomfortable or sick?
You know, I think we recently experienced that together as a martial arts industry family, which was a pandemic. I mean, who would have thought?
Right.
A million years.
Right.
You know, so, you know, that would be a perfect event for that question.
Some people chose to close down. Some people chose to, oh, poor me, you know, why did we have to go through this? Other people pivoted fast. They changed to online classes. They visited their students at home to deliver items, belts and things like that.
Diplomas,
I mean,
yes.
So you had...
We did that.
I know you did. You know, a lot of schools did. And a lot of schools chose the easy path, and they closed up shop, you know. But understand now, a lot of those schools that did not close down are now experiencing bigger growth than they've ever experienced before.
Right.
They're helping more people, right? Because they made a decision, all right? It was a tough one. I'm going to get in front of a camera, which I've never done before, and do a class. And I'm going to, you know, do more work than I've ever done before. And now they're reaping the rewards for that. So I think every difficult decision in business, whether it's who to hire, who to fire, you know, what classes you're going to teach and all that stuff. I mean, you know, or who to be friends with that hopefully won't steal your company and your intellectual property. But all those things, if you look at it, if you can look into the future and you can look back on that, you always say, wow, that made me a better person. That made me stronger because I made the decision to rise up.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. So I think that question is something, if you're listening to this, that we really want you to... meditate on a deep level, because if you can answer this question in a way what we've experienced, it can really, you know, empower. It can really empower you. Okay, so I think that is a very important question that a lot of us should
really tough to answer too,
yeah,
right?
A lot of should ask to be asked. Yeah, yeah. That's really awesome.